I've got something to tell you, but I'm afraid that it's just a cliche. I know. I'm sorry. The first sentence is always cliche. Well, it's either a cliche or it's either some variation of hi or hey babe or what's up. Because somehow I've always just arrived wherever you are and all the best conversations apparently happen at the moment that I walk in the door. Again, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, you can't ask me where I've been because it's not plot relevant. But I do need to explain our relationship to you, even though you likely already know that you're my friend or partner or roommate or brother or whatever. And I also need to say something to establish sexual tension without mentioning anything too specific about your physical appearance. Aw, I thought you'd like hearing that. I also wanted to tell you that you're a kind and compassionate person, having so many wonderful qualities that all just happen to be generic traits that everybody has. I am very kind-hearted, I know. Okay, now you say something. Great. Let me just repeat what you said back to you as though you can't hear the sound of your own voice. Now I can agree with whatever you just said. Isn't that nice? Okay, now let me ask you something. Here we go. Thanks. Just give me a second to say something that implies that your answer was some variation of yes. Good. I'm glad that we established those things. Now I can tell you something that I normally wouldn't say until we had a much longer conversation, but that I also apparently need to say right at this moment so nobody gets bored. Really bold suggestion that we got together? Oh, you're so cute when you agree with my far too sexually explicit non sequiturs. It makes me want to kiss you while also explaining to you that I'm kissing you. Oh, and you also want to be kissed. Okay. I will kiss you at the exact same time. Now, I will mention that your lips taste good to imply that I'm done kissing you. And I would call you cute again too, but I'm terrified that you will judge me for using the same adjective twice in a row. Luckily, I pursued a thesaurus prior to confessing my love to you tonight, even though I didn't know that this chance encounter would be happening. Isn't that convenient? Anyway, I hope you don't mind if I call you pleasant instead. After all, pleasant is a good word that is commonly associated with all gender identities, so I thought you would like that one since we've never established what gender you are. Yes, you are the most pleasant person. This makes me want to do sexual things with you. And it is clear that our sexy time cannot wait because of a hidden passion that we both have for one another that neither of us have ever felt the need to mention until a few moments ago. Good thing that we're both somehow wearing very sexy clothes despite not preparing for this encounter. Also, it's a fetish of mine to describe where we are in relation to each other, so I hope you don't mind me telling you that you feel so good wrapped up in my arms, with your shoulders touching mine. Your body facing south while my body faces north, while your head is slightly tilted southeast and mine is facing northwest. I would like to hold you like this for longer, but we clearly become bored if we spend more than 3 sentences talking about any one action. So, let me move on to kissing different parts of your body. I will name each part of your body before I kiss it so you also have the opportunity to learn some basic anatomy. In case you didn't know, this is your ear, and this is your mouth, and this is your scapula. I hope that was very informative. I think I'm supposed to say something seductive now. Let's see. I can teach you more about anatomy if you take off your clothes. I'm glad that line worked on you despite being awful. You are a very agreeable person, you know that? Hey, I mean it. I didn't say it in part to make you more aroused, but also know that it's true. You are a really great person, even if it's just a generic compliment that could apply to anybody, okay? Great. It is convenient that you agree with me, because otherwise we would have to delay sexual gratification. Now, let's not dwell on this, because we are both sexually restless. Let me help take your clothes off. No, right here. Let me name the specific item of clothing I want to help you remove, otherwise we might get confused. There. Doesn't that make it easier? Good. Now, look at how lucky we are. None of our clasps or zippers even got stuck. It's almost like this isn't real life. I guess we're just experts at removing clothing. Now, let's lay down together. Oh, do you mind if I describe our exact configuration again? You are so lovely laying underneath me while my legs straddle your body and my toes remain pointed at a 45-degree angle. Now, I think we should engage in some foreplay. Would you like another anatomy lesson? Excellent. This is your sternum. And this is your striatus anterior. And this is your lilac crest. Okay, I think that is enough anatomy. Now, let us engage in sexual activity without taking any precautions, because it's just too awkward to write those lines in, even in an audio where I just spoke about kissing your lilac crest. Good. Yes. You're also ready for sex at the same exact time that I am. I will now either use the word pussy or the word cock in a bunch of sentences in a row, but don't worry. I'll switch to either cunt or dick before you can grow bored of my limited dictation. Hey, I might even throw a vagina or penis in there if you want me to kiss your striatus anterior again. I'm glad you find that acceptable. Now I will engage a lot of vague moaning to imply that I'm getting aroused. Please stand by. Baby, you feel so good. Oh, baby, I'm getting so close, even though it's only been 45 seconds. Oh, fuck me harder, baby. I'm almost there. And this would be the point where I would orgasm if this entire script wasn't completely ridiculous. So instead, I'll just fake it for a couple of seconds and you can do whatever you want. Thank you, darling. That was excellent. I would say more, but I think this scene should just end now because I'm tired, and I've carried this joke for about as far as it can go. I'm glad that you, once again, conveniently agree. Good night, love.